Hi guys, welcome back to my podcast, She Speaks. And here she speaks of things that matter. So you guys, let me just confess my sins now. Not necessarily my sins, but let me just confess. My voice sounds like this because I literally just woke up, number one. And number two, I'm sleep deprived even though I just woke up because it's currently exam period in school and I can I can hardly read during the day. Such a hassle. So I have to read overnight, back to back till Friday now. I've been doing this for a while now, so my voice can never be clear till after exams, no matter how much naps I get before I get to record, since then. So y'all should bear with me for the next how many days? So next 4 days, yeah. So you guys, today I have my cousin with me on this podcast. Her name is Bisola and she's one of the mansions. And Bisola is more or less my twin sister. She's that one person that people mistake us for twins. And then when we are on the road, they're like, oh my god, you guys look alike. And I can't relate, because where do we look alike? Where's the resemblance? And some people even say we act alike and all of those weird things. So my cousin is here today and she's gonna drop a few gems and of course tell us what she's grateful for. I really hope my voice doesn't sound as horrible as it sounds right now, but I hope that Bisola is able to cover up for that, and I hope that you guys enjoy this. Stay with me.
Good evening. This is Bisola, aka Glitz by Lisa, and I'm one of the mansions. Okay, so I want to use this opportunity to say a big thank you to everyone, every of She Speaks audience. Thank you so much for listening to She Speaks podcast. Thank you for being a good listener. And on behalf of She Speaks, I would like to say that I love you and she loves you too. Okay, so I'm here to talk about things that I am grateful for. Wow. I'm grateful for a whole lot of things because this year has been just a lot. A whole lot. I don't know, this year was just a whole lot. It was choky, but then I'm grateful that I'm still standing here strong as an overcomer. Okay, one thing I'm grateful for is I'm grateful for God. I'm grateful for God in my life. Like Brother said, I'm grateful for God. I'm grateful for God in my life, because if it hasn't been God, I really do not know what would have been my story. I don't know what would have happened, but then I'm grateful for God. And again, I'm grateful for my family. I'm grateful for the old mansions, because this year wasn't that smooth for us. But then we are here and we are standing as an overcomer. Yeah, and I'm grateful for my life. Oh, my life. Yeah, I'm grateful for my life. So yeah, I lost two special people consecutively, just ending of last year and just the beginning of this year. God, I thought I was going to run mad, because that was just a lot for me to handle. I thought I was just going to lose it. I thought so many thoughts was coming through my mind. I was questioning God. I was just down, because I'm like, wow, is this how this thing happened? Is this how people feel when they lose people and all? But then I overcame and I'm standing strong. Yeah, during that process, during that time, I wasn't really myself. Like, mentally, I was... It was draining mentally because I was just... So many questions were just coming through my mind. Like, so just going through my mind that, wow, why did this happen? Like, one of the questions that kept on coming and coming to my mind is that, why? But then, everything happens for a purpose, and through all, thank God. I'm thanking God for my life because I am here with the right set of mind, I guess, and I'm okay. Yeah, I thank God for that. Mentally, I am okay now, and for my life generally, I'm okay. I can't start saying things that have happened, but then, just all in all, I am grateful. I'm grateful for my life. And one again, I'm grateful for my friends. Yeah, I'm grateful for the gift of men, people that surrounded me, people that I talk to, people that we grow together, like spiritually, even just in a normal sphere of life. I'm grateful. I'm actually grateful for my friend. And one again, I'm grateful for growth. Oh my God. Yes. I'm grateful for growth. We had this break in my school. Strike. Let me call it break. Strike. And I thought, oh my God, that was going to be a setback for me. Because all my mates are already ahead, and I'm still like battling with school, doing this and doing that, and these people just brought this strike thing. But then during that period, I didn't think about the setback. Yeah, I took it up as a challenge to grow myself. And I'm thanking God for growth, because spiritually, mentally, I'm thanking God for growth. Because, yeah, I'm not the same person that started this year. Yeah, I'm so sure of it. I'm not the same person that started this year. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm thankful for everything. See, I can't start counting. I really can't start counting. I'm thankful for everything. I'm just grateful. I'm grateful for my family. I'm grateful for the old mansion. So one thing I learned this year that I would like to share with us is that we should be intentional about people. We should be intentional about things that we do, and also we should learn to say the word I love you. See, the word I love you, I'm not talking about the romantic part of it right now. Yeah, I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about you telling your friend, or telling your sister, or telling just anybody close to you that you love them. See, eh? Just try it one day. Just tell somebody, just a random person, like probably your friend or something, just say it, that I love you. Jesus, it's going to bring a smile on that person's face. I learned it in a hard way, and in a way I am regretting that action, but right now I just want to put it to us that the word I love you shouldn't be too hard or too difficult for us to say. Just to express your feelings to your friend. Just to tell them that they are loved by at least just the person. Ah, Jesus. You don't know when last somebody heard I love you. Once again, I'm not talking about the romantic part. No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm just trying to say that we should express love to people. Yeah, that's the word. To express love to people. That's one thing that I learned this year. And I, for the rest of my life, I'm going to hold on to it. You see those three words? They are big. And they can do a lot in people's life. Yeah, so finally, I'd like to say that I'm grateful for everything generally. This year has been a lot. At the same time, this year has been a blessing. This year has been embedded with a lot of blessing. Yeah, finally, before I go, I'm grateful for my business. Yeah, oh, did I forget that? I'm grateful for my business. I'm grateful for my business. The business, the way I started this business early this year is not the same way I'm ending it. I'm grateful for my business. I'm grateful for the growth, how far I've gone in this business. And I know that I'm going places. Yeah, amen. I'm going places. So thank you guys, and keep on listening to She Speaks, because she speaks of things that matters. Thank you very much. I love you, and I love She Speaks. I love everybody that listens to She Speaks podcast. Thank you. Bye.
Alright guys, that was Bisola, and Bisola made me so emotional. Bisola made me so emotional. From thanking you guys from listening to taking us all through our year. Like she said, it hasn't been an easy ride for Mansions, because this year has been a lot for us. We lost quite a number of people close to us, and like each one of us had people they lost, and collectively we both lost Fikayo, and it's never a great thing to remember. And I'm currently at the verge of tears right now, because just before I listened to what Bisola had to say, I stumbled on a video where myself and Fikayo were dancing, and I just had to really force myself to sleep, because grief has shown me so much this year, and I've been getting better. But then seeing that video just really triggered me, and Bisola still coming on here to talk about this was a great trigger for me, or is a great trigger for me right now. But all in all, we are grateful that we're still able to stand. And even in the middle of all of these things, we are grateful that we are still able to help others in the midst of their mental health issues and mental challenges. That even in the middle of my own grief, I'm still able to help people with the situation that I'm currently in. And forever and ever, I'm grateful for the fact that, this is one thing I always say, I'm forever grateful for the fact that my sister, now not with us physically here, is forever a motivation, forever rooting for us, and forever a voice of morality and correction for all the things that we do. Oh my goodness, I'm so sorry. Forever a voice of correction and morality for all the things that we do. So it's one thing to be grateful for, even in the midst of all the storm. God has held our hands through, and by God's grace, we're gonna get even better. Thank you so much guys for listening, and it's forever a honor and a privilege to have all of these listeners listening to me from every part, over 16 parts of the world. I'm grateful guys, I'm so grateful. You don't even know how grateful I am. Thank you so much. Thank you. Please keep listening, and don't forget to share with somebody today. Have an amazing day.